Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to show number 152 from Engage for Success. This week we're going to be talking about the link between engagement, recognition and productivity. Is there a link? How can you strengthen it if there is? How do you measure it? Does it matter? What's the impact on business success? And I'm very pleased to be joined for today's show by John McVeigh. John is president of OC Tanner International and has considerable experience on a global stage, really, working with organizations to help them strengthen and support and measure that link. So he's going to have some good opinions to share with us on that. So welcome to the show, John.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So I'm the host for this afternoon's show. I'm Jo Moffat, and I'm MD and founder of Woodread. We work with our clients to help them use their brands on the inside of their organizations to engage their people in the same way that their marketing teams use brand to engage customers on the outside. So a topic, of course, that is of great interest to me as well. So the link between engagement, recognition, and productivity. But before we get into that, John, I wonder, can you just give us a little bit of a potted biography of yourself? What's your professional background?
Well, for the last 20 years, I've been with OC Tanner, the largest provider of employee recognition solutions around the world. And I get to spend my time with executives throughout Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific, talking to them about a leadership strategy of driving better engagement and productivity through using recognition strategies. And we've got about 7,000 clients, and we've learned a lot over the years. And so that's what I spend all my time doing, as well as leading my team here at OC Tanner, who support us in our efforts. So that's my background.
Okay. So you've been with OC Tanner for 20 years. How long has the organization been going?
88 years.
88?
So
my goodness.
We were started, yes, 88 years. We're one of the oldest, but we're in the space. All we focus on is the employee engagement and recognition space. That's all we've done for the last 88 years.
And has there been, I mean, that's quite some track record, isn't it? But and clearly this is a topic which is very, very much up there on the agenda and has been for the last few years. So, but, you know, if we look back over those last 88 years, there must have been times when there's an organization, and clearly not you, because I appreciate you haven't been there 88 years, but there must have been a time back in the day when people perhaps felt they were banging on closed doors.
Yeah, it's really evolved over time. You know, it started off with long service awards. So after someone was with a company for 5 or 10 years, certain kind of forward-thinking companies realized that they needed to recognize that kind of loyalty and the contributions that had been made over all.
Right.
And then around the 80s and 90s, more and more people started to see the link between appreciating your employees and recognizing them in meaningful ways and adding to productivity. And as engagement became more and more important in the business world, the interest in has grown significantly.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that. We certainly see evidence of that all around us, really, don't we? So, okay, interesting. And we were just talking about, before we came on air, we were just talking about, obviously, with a remit that covers sort of Middle East, Europe, Asia Pacific, you're putting in the air miles to do this.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. You know, every country and every region is a little different, but the one I've found is that there is a base need in all employees that say, I want to be noticed and I want to be appreciated for the work, and that it is really core to what motivates them to really perform at high level.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that in eight... Go ahead.
Sorry, go on. No, go on, sorry.
I was going to say is in different parts of the world, they may practice it a little differently, but it's still core. Important to all employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd certainly like to spend a little bit of time a little later on, if we can, go exploring some of those, some of the differences in practice, perhaps. But before we kick off too much down that route, the link between engagement, recognition, and productivity. With your experience, and it, obviously it's considerable, to what extent do people measure that? And if so, if they don't measure it, why are they not measuring it? If they do measure it, what are the best ways to measure it in your experience?
Well, it's a great question. I think that more and more HR professionals around the world are trying to quantify relationship between engagement and performance, and mm-hmm. there's been all kinds of research and studies that have been done that have shown a very strong correlation between engagement, which most people will say is giving discretionary effort. It's kind of giving more than what's expected. There's mm-hmm. a link between that, and obviously if you're going to go above and beyond what your normal duties are, you're going to perform at higher levels and the company is going to succeed. In our space, what we find is one of the strongest drivers of engagement in almost all of the research that's been done and what our clients have seen is that the money that the managers spend actually giving employees direct feedback, getting to know them personally, and then understanding what they're doing every day and the results making for the business has one of the biggest impacts on engagement of all the drivers out there. And so we see companies measuring this, the engagement part, through employee engagement surveys, which are very popular these days.
Okay. And a certain amount of debate around those now morphing into more sort of ongoing pulse surveys and that kind of thing, isn't there, as well as a way of really keeping your finger on the pulse of what's happening rather than necessarily waiting 12 months to do it as well. So, interesting. You talk about, and I know this is a phrase that your colleague a couple of weeks ago, I had Robert Ordover on the show, and it was a phrase that he talked about, and it's clearly a phrase that O.C. Tanner used, which is one of great work. And clearly, if you're going to be recognizing people, if you're looking for that link between recognition and engagement and engagement and productivity, you've got to be recognizing something. Is it always great work that is recognized? Is that what has to be recognized, or are there other things that employees respond to equally?
I think that what we started to draw the correlation work was, what do people in organizations like, why do they want engagement? And primarily, engagement is about what it takes to do great work. And so, one of the things that work is innovation, cost-saving ideas. It takes going above and beyond with the customer, that sort of thing. And so, that's what we really focus on. That the best organizations to get understand that most is to spotlight the people that are doing the behaviors that you want. So if you're trying to drive innovation in your company and you're saying that's one of the most important to me and to then what we found is one of the best ways of doing that is spotlighting somebody who is driving innovation. And that does a couple of things. One, it says to the employees around, I guess management is serious about this. I guess innovation is really important. Second, they're actually watching. They actually see me doing it. And then third, I just saw my colleague get called out for it. And now I and myself say, I want to do that as well because I know what matters most to this organization and what they value. So it's really not that complex. It's just understanding the best way to get the behavior you want is to start spotlighting those behaviors in the people you already have on your existing team.
Right. Yes, understood. And in terms of your experience, as you say, you do a lot of work with client companies, But I think as president there, you also obviously have a responsibility for the engagement of your own people, don't you, within OC Tanner? Are you a mirror image of what you try and encourage in your client companies? Does that link pan out in your own organization? Do you approach it differently? Are you very careful to practice what you preach? You know, what's actually going on in OC Tanner with regards to that link between engagement, recognition, and productivity?
Yeah, it's really core we do. Mm-hmm. It's practices from the moment in place with our company, bringing them, welcoming them, recognizing they made to them and saying, what have you, what things can, what are some of your ideas? Giving them a note, appreciate the 90-day first year career.
John, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't know whether you can hear me, but there is some rather strange interruptions occurring on the line at the moment. Are you managing to hear me clearly?
I hear you. No.
You hear me? No problem. I'm afraid that we're losing you. Literally every other word is dropping out of the call, which I'm hoping is not going to be translated into the recording. Hopefully it'll be all right, but I just want to apologize to any listeners who are struggling to hear us at the moment. I'm not hearing you very clearly, which means that my questions may not be particularly focused on what you've said, because I'm trying very hard to follow the thread of what you're saying. Do you want to carry on, John? We'll see how we go, and it may be that if this doesn't get any better, I might ask you to hang up and redial and we'll try and get a different line.
I didn't think.
Unfortunately, we've really lost you now, John. Are you able to hang up and dial back in, and we'll see whether we can have a better result from that. I hope you heard me. So to my guests, my apologies for the technical problems that we're having, in a moment John is going to, I hope, dial back in, and we'll have another go at getting some clarity on our interview for you. In the meantime, we'll just talk amongst ourselves, and hopefully he will be back online and will be back able to join us in a few minutes, really, to talk a little bit more about his experiences around the link between engagement, recognition, and productivity, both within the client organisations that OC Tanner helps to support, and also particularly within OC Tanner itself. John McVeigh, as our guest, has got a considerable track record. He's been with OC Tanner for over 20 years, as those of you will have heard, and clearly has got a lot of value to bring to this conversation. So I'm very much hoping that he'll be able to join us again in a moment or two, and then we can carry on. And if that proves not to be the case, then what we'll do is we'll reschedule this for another time, and make sure that you get the opportunity to hear what I'm sure was going to be a really interesting interview with John. So we're not seeing anything happening at this point. So I think I might have to apologize to this week's listeners and just give you a bit of an idea to tune in same time next week, when hopefully there won't be any technical issues presenting themselves and getting in the way. Hang on a minute. It looks like we might have John back, so we'll have one more go.
John. Hi, Joe. It's John calling back.
Hello, thank you. Good to have you back. We just filled in a little bit there for you.
Great.
I can hear you again now. So thank you very much, and apologies that technical issues have kind of got in the way a little bit. So we were talking about what your approach within OC Tanner is to engagement, recognition, and productivity. And I think you were saying that it's very much core to what you do. So you very much do practice what you preach.
Yes, I think that from the moment an employee joins us, we have an onboarding process where we know that they took some time to get to know us and we took some time to get to know them. And so there's some acknowledgement from day one, a handwritten note from a manager thanking them, and a mm-hmm. written note from all their team members who will talk about welcoming to the team and how they're excited to have them. And after 3 months and then a year, and then all throughout their career, when we notice them doing the things that are most important to us as an organization, we value those things. And so we have multiple ways of touching them, but we very much, and we've seen tremendous benefits. Obviously, it's what we do for a living, but it's more mm-hmm. than that. It's kind of a way of life in our company.
Right, right. Yes, you'd expect it to be, wouldn't you, really? I mean, it has to be, doesn't it, really, given what you do?
Well, you'd hope so. You don't want to be the lawyer who doesn't have a will. It's not always that way, though. We do know that it doesn't always happen that way, but in our organization, it absolutely is who we are.
Yes, yes. Now, I think there's another phrase, as well as great work, which is a popular phrase at OC Tanner. You've got another one, which I think is employee appreciation. And
yes,
you kind of think about that as something a little bit distinct from recognition or perhaps an evolution of recognition. Could you just take a little time to explain what the difference is between those two things?
Yeah, I think that recognition says, you know, I saw you doing something and I just want to recognize you for it. Appreciation, we find, is a little bit deeper than that, a little bit more, it elevates it a little bit in two ways. To appreciate is to, if you think about somebody who appreciates art, or if you think of somebody who appreciates a nice glass of wine, they've really taken the time to get to know the art. When they describe the art, they can tell you specifically about it, what it is that makes it so unique. And we find the same thing is with people, that mm-hmm. we find recognition in general. If you just give general praise, like if I said, hey, Joe, I think you're doing a great job with this interview, we mm-hmm. find it has limited impact. But if you say, you know, the way you've done your research, the way you come across to your listeners, the knowledge that you impart, the amount of care that you show when you're talking to your guests, that really makes you a special person when it comes to broadcasting. And we just want you to know how valuable that is. Mm-hmm. That's different than recognition. Appreciation
yeah.
says, I've really taken the time to understand the difference. The second part mm-hmm. is, to appreciate means to add value. You buy a home, it goes mm-hmm. up, and you appreciate in value. So mm-hmm. it's the dual meaning behind it that we try to talk to our employees and all the people that we talk to about this, about mm-hmm. why it's so important to understand how to really do this correctly.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, recognition, whilst it's an important thing and it's obviously a very good thing, it can sometimes be a little bit tick box exercise. It could just be, oh yeah, I must remember to say thank you, or do, you know, be, it can be a little bit bland or a little bit flippant, you know, a bit off the cuff, whereas appreciation is actually has got more gravitas to it. It's a bit more grounded, it's a bit more considered, and therefore has potentially greater value when it's applied.
Yeah, we were talking one time to an audience, and a gentleman came up and said, I don't believe that. I think if we just say to anyone, good job, that's all that you really need to do. And we said, without specificity, without understanding what it is specifically, we find it has little to no impact. And we actually challenged this person. We said, to go home and tell your children you think they're doing great. And so he mm-hmm. said, you know, I'm going to take you up on that and call this back. And what he did is he went home. He had two children, a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. And he sat mm-hmm. at the kitchen table and he said, kids, I think you guys are great. I just want to know that I think all that you're doing is great. And he walked away, and his wife stood at the table and said, hey, what did you think Dad meant? His 10-year-old daughter said, I think Dad's mad at me because I didn't make my bed this morning. And the 14-year-old said, I had no idea what he's talking about. Frankly, I don't think Dad has a clue what goes on around this house. And so he really did learn that if you're a manager and you walk by an employee and says, hey, I think you're doing a great job, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go, what is he talking about? What specifically am I doing? I don't even think they really care. So it's that authenticity of taking the time to call out why they're doing a good job, what's most important to them.
Yeah.
And that takes some time and attention, and you have to actually mean it. And people know if you're authentic or not. And if you're not, it really has no impact and sometimes a negative impact.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's almost like, oh, yes, he's just going through the motions, really.
Yeah, and, you know, a big part of it is educating people about the power of this and how to do it effectively. And that's the big challenge right now in workplaces.
Sure. So we touched early on about differences in your experience, obviously, working globally. And tell us a little bit more, if you would, John, about how different cultures, different countries apply thinking around engagement and productivity and recognition.
Yeah, you find there's a different maturity in the marketplace. So, for example, in say North America, whether it be in the U.S. or Canada, they've been at this longer. It's more of an issue. They're really focused on it, and because of that, you know, they've been at it for 10 years or so. They have a much broader understanding of the impact, that sort of thing. It was interesting when we first started talking to businesses in Europe, specifically in the UK. They said, oh, "That's too American. We're not like that." Stiff upper lip, we don't do that sort of thing. But we actually found with some time, they actually found their employees really valued it. And the fact that it was not practiced as much, it had even more meaning. And those organizations who started to adopt it started to find big jumps in engagement, big jumps in productivity. And then when you start to get, you know, further east into Asia and those types of things, they're still starting to develop those types of thoughts and ideas. It's still a little bit more top-down authoritarian, not a lot of interaction on a one-on-one with a lot of the workers. But we're finding it's evolving in every market, and those companies that are adopting it are seeing big differences and competitive advantages.
Right. It's interesting, isn't it? And is there a particular is there anyone who you could have singled out and say, oh yes, you know, they absolutely nail this. They've got it absolutely right. You know, whether it be a country or a continent or even a particular organisation that you perhaps may not want to name, but you could kind of describe what it is, what the absolute pinnacle of great looks like when it comes to applying these principles.
Yeah, I can, and I won't name an organization by name, and it tends to be organizational. You know, different countries have different organizations that are doing it well, and what I find is they see this as a fundamental leadership strategy, and by that they take their core values and goals and they put it in everything that they do. When it comes to their solution, their program, their ideas, or whatever it comes to recognition. And so if they stand for outstanding customer service, they typically will come up with almost an internal brand within the organization. So, for example, one came up with an idea, celebrate great. And they come up with almost a rally cry, who we are as an organization is we celebrate great, not only here but across continents, across the world. And when a fellow team member does that, lives our brand and our values, we celebrate them often and all the time. And when we celebrate great, we celebrate the great in the organizations we serve, and that's why they want to work with us. And so it's a communication piece. And then what they did is they trained their managers, because one of the disconnects that happens, Joe, is people, when you ask the employees, what is most value to you? Always in the top two is to be appreciated for the work I do. If you ask managers, what do employees value most? They always say pay. And when you ask them if in the top 10, 9 or 10 will be appreciation and recognition. And so you have to help managers understand the disconnect, that that's not how employees are wired. And so the best organizations spend time educating their leaders as to why this is a business imperative, not just an HR nice thing to do. And then what they do is they set benchmark metrics. They measure turnover and their engagement surveys and all the other types of metrics that are important to them, increased productivity or innovation. And then they measure, are we improving? And they're constantly looking at how to reinvent and redo these things. And, you know, we just find that those organizations do that. Not only do they get better productivity, but they attract the best talent and they keep the best talent. And really attracting and retaining talent is probably the best productivity strategy in the marketplace right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's certainly toughening up in the UK, that's for sure, in terms of the employment market. So I know it's not necessarily the case everywhere, but, yeah, it's crucial, isn't it, really, too? And that's a key differentiator for you. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, interesting. And one of the other things I wanted to just spend a couple of minutes talking about towards the end of our interview, because amazingly we've very nearly run out of time. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left now. I think you've got a survey coming up that you're going to be running called Unlocking Talent Potential by Celebrating Careers. It leads on quite nicely from what you've just been talking about, actually, doesn't it, in terms of attracting and retaining talent. And I think OC Tanner are doing, you're planning to do a survey, you're about to do a survey called Unlocking Talent Potential by Celebrating Careers. And I just wonder whether you can tell our listeners a little bit more about that, what that's all about, what you're looking to, you know, how you're going to be going about doing that and what the methodology is.
Sure. It's one of many surveys that we do. And one of the things that we try to do is we engage third-party researchers to go out and do independent research to try to see what is it that really resonates in the market and actually does drive results. And with this, we're taking a look at does effectively recognizing somebody's contributions over a career. So taking a time out after 5 years or 10 years or 15 years and really calling out and making it special for an employee and those around them to call out what their achievements were, what impact does that have on long-term performance? What impact does that have on retention? What impact does that have on overall productivity? And then we're going to take a look at different regions of the world and say, if you do that in Europe, how does that compare with the accelerator impact versus the U.S., versus China, versus India, versus those, so that we can help the people that we work with in different markets understand the impact they can have in this one area of recognition, which we find is going to be interesting. We're quite excited about seeing what the results will be.
Yes. So you're obviously going to have quite a large base of people that you're going to be surveying to be able to get good, solid data that's going to enable you to cut it into those sort of geographical differences. So that should be really quite interesting. And also people who have been employed over a long enough time frame to be able to mark those key milestones in their careers.
Yeah, and I think we've already seen that we did an earlier research study that showed that those companies that have effective ways of recognizing employees over 5, 10, 15 years in their careers, on average, globally, employees stay 2 years longer in organizations that have those programs versus those that don't.
Right.
Now we're taking a look at not only on the retention, but how is that impacting long-term performance in those organisms?
And when John, are you hoping to have the results of this survey? Oh dear, we seem to have had another technical hitch and have lost John from the show, which is a real shame. Thank you very much, everybody, for bearing with us on what's been probably one of our more challenging episodes. And look forward to welcoming on the show next week. So thank you very much. And thank you in his absence to John McVeigh. I'm sure that we all took some useful stuff out of that, albeit with a few difficulties. Thank you all very much indeed.